B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's Supertramp 643. The Logical Song. Hey, it's going to be mostly sunny today and 39, so not too shabby. 30
nice.
Tonight. But right now, it's toasty in the old dirty laundry room, LBF.
Sure is. On. All right, a couple of things. We got some Sex and the City update, Bennifer, a Netflix show. But first, fans are already voicing their opinions on who they think should make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year. An informal poll shows they want. You ready?
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
Okay.
Iron Maiden. Mm-hmm. Pat Benatar. The fact that she's not in there isn't.
Why isn't Pat Benatar in there?
Travesty.
When you look at who's in and she's not, it's crazy.
Blink 182.
Oh, Charlie Baker.
Loves that.
He loves Blink 182. He'll vote. Yeah.
Dolly Parton. Yes.
She's not in the Hall of Fame.
No, isn't that crazy? That's crazy. God. Weezer. Okay. And Lucy's favorite, my daughter.
Yeah.
Cher.
Cher's not in the Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame.
I know.
I got you, babe. Come on.
Right.
Let's go.
I can't believe they're not in there. So I agree with that informal poll.
I mean, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
I know. Good one.
Right? Like Believe, which song you can't get out of your head.
Right.
Right? She was the first auto-tune hit, whatever it was. That's crazy.
She paved the way for people who couldn't sing.
Yeah, right. Sonny Bono.
Right, exactly. Right. Anyway, so think about
Interesting.
Yeah. Netflix has a new show coming out on January 28th with Kristen Bell, and it looks really good because it's called The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. It's a big title, and it basically is a satirical slant on the psychological thriller and every possible trope of the genre being dialed up to 11. It looks pretty funny.
Okay.
You know, all those movies where the woman's drinking too much and she sees a crime, but no one believes her, blah, blah, blah.
I love
blah.
Those. Yeah.
Right? Mm. So anyway, that's January 28th. Sex in the City. And just like that, today.
Yeah.
Today. Mm. Episode 1 and 2. No. But I'm trying to avoid the spoilers because we finally realize which character dies.
Oh, okay. Hey, speaking of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
It's not Sex in the City, which I thought it was for years, but, you know, that's fine.
Okay, good.
It's And the City.
And, yes.
Chris, Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Did you see a picture in the Daily Mail of he and his wife together?
Just a little bit. He's gray. Uh-huh. Why? Is she young?
He's 67.
Yeah.
She's 39. That's almost 30 years. Huh.
I feel like at 39, though, there's a maturity that's okay. If she was 29, I'd be like, get out of here.
Okay.
Wow,
but 39, I know, right?
Maybe it's just because it's Mr. Big.
Do you like Mr. Big?
67 to 39.
That's a spread.
Yeah, but
that's a wide.
Chris Noth doesn't seem that old, though.
No.
Way about him.
No. I don't know.
67.
At this
39.
Point, you know what? It's just actually good healthcare advice.
They seem
he's got a personal care attendant at the ready. Yeah, so I understand. Yeah.
And what's in it for her?
Right? You know, I mean,
Mr.
come
Big
on.
Okay.
What's in it for her? He's Mr. Big.
Stop right there. Here's Rick Springfield. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. John Lennon, happy Christmas. It's 6:53. Hey, Brian loved, I guess, right, Brian, the Beatles Get Back documentary. Love that. Highly recommend it.
Just finished up all 8 hours last night.
No.
8 hours. He ate the whole thing.
Like 2 weeks to do
Wow.
it.
Yeah, so that's great. I think I'm going to save that for the holidays. That'll be good. Right?
Really good. I got a new respect for Paul, and John kind of annoys me more.
Oh, well, all right.
He mellowed with age, so I think we learned that. Hey, don't forget the great gift giveaway, 9 o'clock hour. We got a bunch of stuff for you. You need to be here for that. So wherever you get, where you're going, you want to stay there.